final hour of Sports Saturday here on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City and across the Midwest. My name is Brad Porter. Rudy Salazar and I are broadcasting live from the Central Bank of the Midwest Kentucky branch in Lawrence, Kansas, 300 West 9th Street. Today is Shredded Day, and man, there are a ton of people still waiting to come in. If you've got sensitive documents, you got financial records, anything of that nature that you can't throw away because you don't want people to steal your personal information, you can bring it down here and get it shredded for free.
You got anything to shred?
I don't have anything right now. I'm sure if I went through my file cabinets, I could find some like old stuff from like the 90s that I don't need anymore, and then I could bring it down and shred it. I'm sure I could find that somewhere. But if you come by, they'll help you unload your stuff. There's people that have like multiple boxes of documents that need shredded, so they'll help you unload. And please also bring canned goods for the Harvester's Food Project. You got the famous blue barrel out there, and they'll just help you load that in. So come by and see me and Rudy. Chris Bohlig is back at the studio. And Chris, man, you might have wanted to trade places with Rudy today and be out here because it's just a gore. I could not have ordered up better weather for today for this remote. Just couldn't do it.
As I've told people, maybe they don't know, but I'm a big nature guy. I like hiking and, you know, fishing occasionally and hiking and, you know, going to the mountains and whatnot, going to Colorado. I went to Portland recently in October and I went to, you know, Mount Hood and did some hikes out there.
Awesome.
So I do like scenic, you know, scenic views, and yeah, it looks like a beautiful day out in Kansas City right now. Wish I could be outside enjoying it.
There's an old joke from an episode of MASH, where the TV show MASH, where they ask Frank Burns if he likes being outdoors. He goes, "Oh, I love the outdoors. Whenever I'm not indoors, that's where you'll find me, outdoors." And the joke was he hated the outdoors. We're talking. Let's see, we talked Chiefs with Matt and Derek in the last hour. Back in the first hour, we talked sports gambling with Jason Grill, whether or not it would ever pass in Missouri or Kansas. If you missed either of those hours, you can get the podcast at 810WHB.com, especially that Jason Grill hour, that first hour. Not that Matt Derek's not important, but we love Matt, but Jason Grill doesn't. He only gets to come on once every so often. He's a former Missouri State rep. He knows how the gambling legislation works in Missouri and Kansas. So he gave us a good update kind of where we are and where we're going. If we're going anywhere, Kansas already kicked the can down the road to next year. Missouri has 2 weeks left to try to work something out. Not overly confident that's going to happen, but go back and listen to that first hour. Right now we want to talk a little Kentucky Derby with Andy Sweeney, who's joining. I think this is the second or third time Andy's been on the show from ESPN in Louisville. So, Andy, I guess that qualifies you as a friend of the program now, right?
Well, thank you for calling me a friend. I don't have many of those in sports talk radio, so that's always good. And, yes, usually it's cheating college basketball coaches is what I usually come on here to talk about. But not this time. And as we were talking, as you were introing me there, we just finished up race four at Churchill, and I lost a trifecta box by a note. So I just received a gut punch. And so here is, speaking of gambling, on the intro there, you know what's funny about it? Kentucky won't pass these gambling laws you guys are talking about. Southern Indiana, who
right.
neighbors us, they have all the gambling. Tennessee's now doing all the gambling. And the beauty of it is the dopey governor of Kentucky, you know, he's always backside, and he'll probably be out here at the Kentucky Derby. And that just that's a place that's funded by, you know, gambling. So, you know, in Kentucky, right. it's okay to gamble on horses, but by God, do not gamble on the Portland Trailblazers, or there's going to be a big problem, big problem. Don't want anyone to do that. But good morning, guys. Good morning.
Exactly. And this is part of the thing, and I wasn't going to go down the gambling road with you, but I will because I think it's a fascinating topic. Okay, so here in Missouri, or at least in Missouri where I live, we have casinos. Over on the Kansas side, they have casinos. I don't think they have horse racing anywhere anymore, but you know, there's all kinds of gambling that is legal that was done decades ago. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, and we just drag our feet on sports gambling. And this should have been ready to go when the Supreme Court said, that law outlawing it everywhere outside of Las Vegas, that law is unconstitutional. Every state gets to do whatever they want. New Jersey, ready to go. I think Delaware and Rhode Island, ready to go. And now you're seeing movie. You just mentioned Tennessee.
Yep.
And I mean,
you know what's crazy is we have the same conversations here, and it's like you could be doing a show in Louisville, Kentucky with the take you just gave, because Southern Indiana, you know, you can go and do anything, and Churchill Downs is begging, you know, talking about the Derby. They're begging because outside of, you know, this week, outside of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when they get the Breeders' Cup every few years, they don't need a stadium that holds 175,000 people, right?
Right.
And so
right.
The slot machines and the gambling and the blackjack, it is an absolute mess. And I don't know how you guys, with the two states, obviously you guys are talking in, but you know, with all the pension crises and paying teachers more and just the things in this state, it's a battleground. It really is. It's a battleground issue when every other state, even states in the so-called Bible Belt down here in the South, you know, more southern, if you will, than Kentucky. So I know you probably didn't want to talk about that, but the same fight you guys are having, the state of Kentucky and people in Louisville, they have been fighting the rest of the state to bring that to Kentucky, and it's been something that has been divisive for years, and now that every other state around them has picked up on it, it's even worse.
Yeah, I don't – believe me, yeah, I can talk about this all day because I think it's fascinating. And here we were speaking with a former Missouri state rep in the first hour, Jason Grill, and he said, look, Illinois is going to get this done. Iowa's yep. going to have it ready by September, I believe. I don't know where Nebraska stands, but Arkansas is going to move forward on this. And so we're surrounded by states that are going to have this. They're going to rake in the money, you know, whatever it is, $30, $40, $50, $60 million a year, and most of it goes to education. But you just cannot get it done. There's one pissing contest after another, to use a,
yep.
you know, that kind of term. But that's the way it is. We're speaking with Andy Sweeney from our sister station, ESPN Louisville. The Kentucky Derby will go off today. They're already into the fourth, wrapped up the fourth race, and unfortunately, Andy did not win his trifecta. But we'll kind of give us the scene setter, because I've never been to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby. It's on my bucket list. I really want to do it one day. But what is kind of the atmosphere in Louisville? I think you were out at Churchill Downs yesterday. What's the atmosphere? What's the scene? Is it bonkers? Is it a college party? Is it more cotillion? I don't know. What is it?
It is debauchery. I mean that's really what it is. it is so fun. By the way, there were some KC people in town yesterday. I saw some big.
Oh, good.
I saw Chad Boger yesterday. Oh yeah. Oh
okay.
Yeah. Look, the Oaks, the Derby, Oaks yesterday had, you know, about 106,000, which isn't a huge, usually they do much more. Last year, the Kentucky Derby had over 150,000. They've hit over 170,000 a couple different times. And what it is the first time I went, I'm telling you, it is just, it's fun. It's expensive. You can blow through money, obviously. You can make a lot of money if you're a good gambler. But, I mean, you have... when you watch it on TV, there's just different levels. And the higher you go up, there's Millionaire Row on level 4 and Millionaire Row on level 5. And there's mansion places and there's the Turf Club. You know, all these places have steak dinners with free Woodford, you know. I mean, so there's that. There's the infield, which is the college party, which is you probably don't see a lot of races, but you probably drink 25 beers, okay? and then there's everything else in between. Obviously, the stands that you see on television as well. So it's expensive. It is fun. It is debauchery. It is a massive party. I absolutely would recommend people doing it. I don't know, and I know, you know, we can talk about horses here. A lot of my listeners think I don't know anything about college basketball either, but, you know, I don't know that much about horse racing. I steal info from everybody else all week. That's what I do.
Right.
And we find out what happens. But it is you dress up, you have a good time, and you drink as much as you can. And that's what people do around Derby time. And this last month, it's a whole month festival here in the city of Louisville, and it's just fun, and it's just chaos, and it's just a party every single weekend.
We're speaking with Andy Sweeney from our sister station, ESPN Louisville. He's been covering the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs, just lost his trifecta, and we're talking. Look, I came on the radio this morning, Andy, when I was promoting this hour coming up. I don't know anything about horse racing, and I'm not going to tell you, oh, you gotta pick this 8-1 long shot or this 15-1 and mix them in with your favorites because you might – I'm not going to tell anybody to do that. because I don't know anything. I'm entertained by it. I like watching other people talk about it on TV or listen to it on the radio, but I can't tell you how to bet the horse race. If I go to the track myself, I'm going to pick a horse, and it's going to be almost purely a guess.
Hey, listen, you're not the only one. I steal picks from other people, like all the time. I mean the big story here and why this Derby, to get into X's and O's for a second, the reason this Derby is a little bit different than the last few, especially last year with Justify, it, you felt like going into the race, sure, anything could happen, but I think the favorites won now 3 years in a row. And so we've gotten into a rut here that the favorite has been doing so well. And Omaha beat Scratches a couple days ago,
yep.
And that opens up everything. That opens up, you know, we were going into today with Bob Baffert not having the favorite, right? I mean, and now he's got the three favorites. Now people are talking about him being win, place, and show, first, second, third. And so that's kind of moved this race around as well. When Omaha Beach did Scratch, Mike Smith, who right now is considered the best jockey, Hall of Famer, you know, best jockey in the world, Mike Smith, he moved horses. How does that change things? That's going to be something that's out there as he takes over Cutting Humor. Cutting Humor was 30-1. Cutting Humor right now is 24-1 simply because of the jockey move. And I would expect that to go down to 15-1 or maybe 20-1 when more money starts to come in. So you're the best jockey moving horses, not even 48 hours before the race. You have two horses being scratched, including not the overwhelming, but the favorite, the morning line favorite in Omaha Beach. And so I believe we're going to go into this field with 19 horses instead of 20. So, but I'm glad you're not having me on to diagnose and give people exotics and trifecta boxes and everything else, because everyone knows this with the Derby. The reason this could be fun, if there's no big favorite, okay, you can make some money on this race. The last couple of years, you haven't been able to. You have to, everything you bet, you have to bet with one horse. And if that horse were to choke, if you will, you know, down the stretch, like we talk about with human athletes, that would be a problem, obviously. But it opens up, the field's a little bit more open. Now, hey, it's raining here. It's rained throughout the morning, off and on. It's supposed to dump on Churchill Downs getting closer to race time. But again, like I'm saying, like you've said, I don't know who that's going to help or who that's going to hurt. I would imagine it would be a rather sloppy track come 6:30 tonight.
You got to find out whose mutter was a mutter. And then mm-hmm. you can make your choice from there. We're speaking with Andy Sweeney from our sister station, ESPN Louisville. He's been at Churchill Downs this week getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. You mentioned Bob Baffert. This is just something that caught me funny this morning. I guess he has a Twitter account, and somebody retweeted one of his tweets into my timeline. And I looked at it, and I'm like, whose Twitter account is this? And it says Bob Baffert. And then the tweet just says Baffert. He's tweeted out his own last name. What? Maybe it's just, you know,
he's... I got a Baffert story for you. You ready for this?
Sure.
I got a Baffert story.
Sure.
I'm going to tell this on Monday on my show. You'll like this. So,
okay.
Baffert, you know, if this were a different sport, it would be covered differently. Like, Baffert is Belichick, right?
Right.
And, like, some people are, like, tired of the Patriots. No one's tired of Belichick. You know, some people, you know, if a team wins too much, are the Golden State Warriors, for instance, are they bad for the NBA, because you know who's at least going to be in the finals, if not win the NBA championship? We have those discussions, and I just brought it up this week. No one has that discussion with Bob Baffert. Like, he's winning.
Nope.
All the good horses get, you know, a move to him. He's got three in the Derby, and sometimes he's got more than that. Like, he can have two duds in the Derby, and it's just fine. And so Baffert, whether he's good for the sport or whatever, he is obviously, with the white hair and the glasses and everything else, he's going to be on TV, and he's the face of horse racing, is he not? I mean, people who don't know a damn
Absolutely.
Thing about horse racing, don't recognize Baffert. Okay, so we were going in, me and my wife going to the Oaks yesterday in the credentialed media, I would say section line, if you will. So we get in line, okay, and we're just waiting a few minutes. I know it's not all credentialed media, okay, so we're waiting a few minutes. Bob Baffert walks up to us. We're in line, okay? This is Bob Bleepin' Baffert, okay? Bob Baffert walks up to us with his entourage, which is, you know, I don't know if they were his kids or, you know, whatever. They hit about six, seven people. And he looked at the line like, hey, I'm Bob Baffert. Why the hell do I have to wait in line with all these other guys? Okay? And so Baffert, we have about three, four people behind us. So Baffert gets in line, okay? So he's like 8 to 10 people back. He's waiting in line to get in. This is Bob Baffert, okay? So I'm standing there, and I look at the guy, not Baffert, the guy behind me, and I go, should Bob Baffert have to wait in line with us? Like, I didn't know how to feel about it. I like that he wasn't getting the special treatment, but he is Bob Baffert, okay? But he is just a regular guy, I guess, okay? So, as always, a horse racing track, there's always a guy with one tooth, okay? And he only has one tooth, but he thinks he knows more than anyone about horse racing. So the guy that's usually at Churchill Downs on a Tuesday is probably wearing sweatpants or tattered jeans, and he's got one tooth. And he's most definitely smoking a cigarette with that one tooth, okay? So this guy was smoking a cigarette, and he had one tooth. And he heard me talking. He goes, where's Bob Baffert? And I go, he's five people behind you. That's Bob Baffert. And he looks back. That's not bleeping Bob Baffert. I know Bob Baffert. My cousin rides horses with Bob Baffert. And I go, hey, buddy. No one looks like Bob Baffert. He's easy to tell who he is, right? Like, some people are like, well, that could be him. It might not be him. You know, he's a celebrity. But Bob Baffert, his hair gives him away, does it not?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it gives – I don't know. You guys would probably feel the same about maybe Patty Mahomes, but I'm trying to think of people that would be seen in a sport that, like, besides Bob Baffert, who else is on that list of people when you see him, like – But then my confidence was shaken. I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not Bob Baffert. Maybe it's a guy that looks just like Bob Baffert. But anyway, the one toothless guy at Churchill Downs who challenged me, but imagine you're Baffert. He heard it all. Baffert's standing there in line, first of all.
He's got to be laughing hysterically.
Some guy with one tooth, you know, and smoking a cigarette outside Churchill Downs. So, you know, this guy wasn't going in. It's like, that's not bleeping Bob Baffert. It had to humor him a little bit as he gets ready to, you know, probably win another, you know, Kentucky Derby, which would be number six for him, by the way. Number six.
Right. Yeah, no, Bob Baffert, even if you don't know horse racing, and folks who are just sports fans in general, you've probably seen SportsCenter enough times. He's on there the whole week leading up to the Kentucky Derby, the day after. So even if you didn't know him by name, you would know that he was involved with horse racing somehow. Absolutely. We're speaking with Andy Sweeney from our sister station ESPN Louisville, talking Kentucky Derby. Unfortunately, Andy lost a trifecta on the four race today. Andy, we always hear these crazy things about the Derby and Churchill Downs. You mentioned how incredibly expensive it can be to go there. Do they still make that like $1,000 or $10,000 mint julep or what? It's got like gold flakes in it or something?
I forget what they do for charity. They do. Our morning show is in love with the Derby, and was backside at Churchill Downs. And they brought back by, I think it's Old Forester, you know, Woodford and Old Forester, I believe, are owned by the same people. And they do some like $1 million mint juleps or something like that. It goes to some sort of research or something. But yeah, I mean, they still do stuff like that. They used to do NBC a couple years ago. I don't know if they'll do it this year. NBC used to do like the $1 million bet or whatever it was. They gave them like $1 million to bet on a horse. If you remember that, that was a couple years ago.
And they didn't win, right?
That, but I can't remember. I got to be honest. I really can't remember. But they did that a couple years in a row for sure. But if you don't want a mint julep, it's $1 million. You can get one. They're about $15. And many locals believe that mint juleps are trash and they do not like them.
I've heard that from so many people. I've never had a mint julep because the smell kind of makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
And people I know who have tried it say it's disgusting.
Yeah, well, I stick with the easy. If it's not going to be beer, it's going to be Woodford Rocks, maybe a splash of ginger ale. Let's do it. That's what the boy Andy Sweeney's going to roll with, and did roll with yesterday. It turned till death.
All right, so as the Kentucky Derby rolls on, as the race gets closer, by the way, we're going to have coverage tonight here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Race coverage will start at 4 o'clock, and that'll lead right into the NBA playoffs, Rockets and Warriors tonight as well. We're speaking with Andy Sweeney, ESPN Louisville. So what happens after the race? Do people just still hang around and party? Does everybody empty into downtown Louisville? Is there a party area, so to speak? Because, like, the reason I ask you is because we watched – the NFL draft in Nashville last week. That looked like a blast. That looked like a party central right there. Does Louisville, do they do something similar after the Derby, or how does it work after the race?
I'll put it this way. I used to love the NFL draft until I'm a Giants fan and we took Daniel Jones at six. So now I don't even know what this NFL draft we're even talking about. Was there an NFL draft in Nashville? I didn't even see that. I don't know what you guys missed. I must have fallen asleep for a couple days. I have no idea. I'm kidding. I had no idea that was even happening. Yeah, I mean, there's parties all week, Wednesday, Thursday. There's parties last night. What is it, the Barnstable Brown, as that was called? I should know. That's where Bezos was in town. The richest man in the world was in town. You know, yesterday, Kid Rock, we saw, well, not Kid Rock. Yesterday, I saw, who did we see? Baker Mayfield, Travis Tritt was in town, Tom Brady's in town. Hey, your boy Von Miller was there. Said what's up to Von Miller yesterday. I think Von Miller is actually doing something with NBC Sports Network, if I'm not mistaken. He had a mic on and was going around one of the rich people areas. But yeah, I mean, just parties. You go, you know, parties, empty out into downtown. I mean, it takes a little while to get out. Obviously, you know, everything's kind of shut down around Churchill Downs. You know, it's going to take you a little while to get out tonight. What could be terrible is, though, if your people, you know, your listeners are watching this, all these people dressed up. And if it rains, we're going to be standing in the rain to catch those buses. That's going to be miserable for those people. But, yeah, like I said, it's just a party, man. It's just a party. It's a party all week. It picks up really Tuesday, Wednesday. And every night there's a new exclusive VIP party to go to, for sure.
Absolutely. Andy, final thing for you here as we wrap up talking about Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs and Louisville. You mentioned that you're not the expert handicapper, but since you've already placed a wager on a couple of races today,
sure.
Who are you, and again, this is not advice to anybody. I'm just asking Andy who he's put a sawbuck on today for the Kentucky Derby.
All right, so I think the two to watch out for in Baffert's barn, if you will, would be Game Winner, who's going to be the 16, who's currently 6-1. I would be you know, looking at that one, and then a lot of people love Improbable, who's currently 5-1 coming out of the four hole. Okay, I guess they all moved down, so I guess they actually might be coming out of six. I would have to look at that. War of Will, who drew the one post, got to move to the two, and this is the thing that bothers me the most, that I think they should do actual analysis, that, you know, you run all these prep races. It would be like the Chiefs, okay? It's like the Chiefs going 16-0 and then being put in a bucket and having to go on the road and play, you know, at New England or something, you know, or something like that. Like, you don't get to choose where you pick anymore. It's a blind draw. So whoever gets the one slot is 100% screwed. And War of Will got that. War of Will went 30-1. Since he moved to the two, he's down to 17-1. And I've even seen it 16-1.
Wow.
So, yeah, you see how much that matters. And War of Will, I don't know anything about it. No one's picking him to win the race. But you see how much that can change the betting. I think, like I mentioned, the two there with the two other Baffert horses, with Game Winner and Improbable, you're going to see those numbers come down, 5-6-1. I would imagine those numbers are going to keep moving. There are some people that like Maximum Security, and then you throw on top of it, I don't like Roadster, the 17. Spinoff, the 19, is 49-1. I would tell your people, throw in a $5 show bet on a 49-1. In fact, I'm going to do that when I get off the air with you. I mean it. You know?
Okay.
It's a 49-1. Who knows? If you run third, I mean, you could clean up on a $5 bet that doesn't mean a lot. So Cutting Humor has all the local ties here. Again, his number has moved because of Mike Smith. Some people love Tacitus. You're going to hear that if you watch NBC Sports Radio, NBC, when they come on here. I know Jerry Bailey's already, Randy Moss and others have already been on television talking about that. So I think, to me, those are the ones that I'm looking at. Maximum Security, Improbable, I would say Cutting Humor. Some people like Game Winner. Spinoff's the one that's a long shot. So I think those 5-6 horses are the ones that people have talked quite a bit about. And that's coming from somebody who has no idea. And that's me. I have no idea. So I'm probably going to be playing those horses and some of the long shots, because this field, it could be a wet field, and it's going to be wet out there, but you know, because of the wet track and because of the uncertainty of a couple scratches, everyone moves down a spot, you know, when they load in the gate. and the fact that the one who is going to push the pace is not going to be in this race. Those are the five or six horses that I would probably look at. Those are the ones
Andy,
that everyone's been talking about.
Andy, it's always so much fun when we're on with you. Thankfully, we didn't have a college scandal to get into, at least as of today, at least as of 5 minutes ago. Blast talking Kentucky Derby, completely unserious. It's just a good time, and that's all I get out of the Kentucky Derby. In fact, I'm going to a party today, and I'll have no idea what's going on, but it'll be a good time and all that. Andy, I appreciate your time so much. By the way, tell Jason Anderson congratulations for us. He and his wife just had a baby, and I texted him earlier this week. After about 3 days, I was like, well, that jerk's not answering me back. And then he texted me back, and he said, we just had a baby. Sorry I didn't get back to you. So I felt like I was about 2 feet tall. So tell him congratulations
well,
for us.
Now, you know, I'll pass it along. You guys take care. Thanks so much.
All right. That is Andy Sweeney from our sister station, ESPN Louisville. He's been at Churchill Downs all week, and I think he's headed there now. He's just he's got to make up for that bet that he just lost. By the way, quick note, Chris Bohlig, before we go to break, that movie we were talking about.
Risky Business.
Ago.
Someone called in and told me.
Yeah, Chris, my former coworker in TV, Chris Goff, texted me and he goes, "Risky Business," and now I feel like an idiot again. So, just one of the more popular movies of my time. I should not forget that title. So, Chris, A, thank you for listening. B, thank you for sending that along. On that note, quick timeout. My name is Brad Porter. Me and Rudy Salazar got about another half hour here at the Central Bank of the Midwest at the Kentucky branch in Lawrence, Kansas, 300 West 9th Street. They're doing document shredding today. The line is really short right now. It was around the block earlier, but now the line is short. If you have sensitive documents, financial documents, whatever, papers that you can't put in the trash or recycle because someone's going to get them, bring them down here and shred it for free, and also bring down some canned goods for the Harvesters Food Network. Chris Bohlig is back at the studio. We'll be back with one final half hour. Josh Briscoe is going to jump in with us, and I may try to get Rudy Salazar as well. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB. That sounds like a good rollout song, like at the end of a movie, like a happy ending to a movie. And the song is playing is couple walks off on the beach and the credits roll up. I like that. It's kind of a feel-good song. I like that. Now, I don't know the lyrics to this song. Maybe it's a horrific song. I don't know.
It's called Bad Decisions, so there's Bad Decisions.
Oh, well, it was a good decision to play that. I like that, Chris Bohlig. You're back on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, the final half hour. My name is Brad Porter. I am out here with Rudy Salazar at the Central Bank of the Midwest, the Kentucky branch in Lawrence, Kansas. It is Shred It Day. You can bring all your sensitive documents, financial records, whatever you have that you want to get rid of, but you can't throw them away. You can't recycle them. Get them shredded. You can do that up until noon. So you got about 25 minutes left. Right now, we are going to do, I guess this is what we'd call, when I was a kid, we used to have skating parties once a month when I was in grade school, like roller skating parties at Coach Light in Riverside. And there was be like, okay, it's girls only. Then it's fifth graders only, and then at some point they would come back and say, it's an all-skate. So right now what we're doing is an all-skate. You got me, Brad Porter. You got Rudy Salazar, finally talking him into coming on out here on remote. We got Chris Bohlig back at the studio, and we have Joshua Briscoe from Big O Tires. And Joshua, before we get going, just want to say congratulations on the new show. I guess it's the new show, but the old show, but the new show on a new channel. It's almost entirely sports, weeknights, usually it's 7 o'clock. I think you guys, you and Rudy and Beards, did a great job all week. Really entertaining stuff.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. And, yeah, it's sort of a, like, the king is dead, long live the king situation. Although the first king's still not dead because we are still on ESPN Kansas City. But it's just, right. The king is terminally ill. Long live the king is sort of where we're at right now. And I'm appreciative of it.
Absolutely. It's been good stuff. Okay, I want to play a little game. We did this last year. Rudy and I and Charlie Carlin did this game last year. We'll do it again because I thought it was mildly amusing. But I don't know anything about horse racing. I watched the Kentucky Derby because I feel like I'm obligated to. It's an American pastime of sorts. So I don't know anything about it. Rudy knows a little bit about it from having spent a lot of time in Kentucky. I know Chris Bohlig doesn't know much about it. And Josh, I'm assuming you don't know much about it. It's really going to help me if you don't know much about it.
This is the one with horses, right?
Yes, this is the one with, there's no polo mallets or anything. They just ride the horse.
Okay. All right, good.
So here's the game. I've picked up a handful of names here. You can tell me, and we'll go around the room here. You can tell me which one of these is the name of a real horse in the Kentucky Derby, and which one did I just make up on the spot like 10 minutes ago. So real.
Okay, so here's the bad news, Brad. Here's the bad news. This Rudy and I have an unfair advantage because we literally played this game last night.
Oh.
We were literally playing this exact game.
Yeah, so we drafted the
you
horses.
You can absolutely.
This is wild. Curious to see how much Josh remembers.
This is a weird spin right here. Spin zone, baby.
Yeah, I should have. This is a great mind situation.
I should have storyboarded this before the show, probably. But you know, I did bring out the magic markers and the easel and the art tablet, and you know, wrote some things down first.
I also have very low retention, so I think there's still a chance that I screw this up.
Okay, well, I'll start with Chris then, because look, I didn't know any of these names. The only name I knew coming in was Omaha Beach, and he's not running today because he got hurt. So start with Chris. All right, Chris, I'll give you two names. You tell me which one is running in the Kentucky Derby and which one did I make up 10 minutes ago. Jesse James or Maximum Security?
I think I'm going to go Maximum Security.
As being real?
As being real.
Oh, you are correct. All right, so how do I do this?
How did you come up with Jesse James? Jesse James, that's a good one, though.
It's a very good horse name. It really
I was thinking about it because Maximum Security, I'm like going to prison. Let me think of a name that could fit with a horse from a prisoner, and I was thinking Al Capone. I was thinking Al Capone at first, and then I was like, well, Jesse James is kind of from around Kansas City.
Wild West, you know? Wild West kind of?
Wild West?
I guess. I don't know.
What about Al Capone?
That was one of those grenade jokes for me. It took me three. You had to pull the pin, and then I waited a couple of seconds before it went off in
one
my head.
Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
Two Mississippi. Ah, pony, Al Capone. Pony like a horse. Oh, pony. Ha! Ah! Okay.
Oh, I get it.
Josh, I'll put you up. Which horse is running in the Derby? Which one is fake? My Nightmare, Always Dreaming.
Oh, God. I don't know this one. We went through all the horses last night and I don't recognize any of them. I think I would have remembered My Nightmare because I think I would have drafted that number one overall regardless of its odds. So I'm gonna say that My Nightmare is not the real one.
Okay, you are correct. You guys are two for two so far.
That's too bad.
All right, Rudy, do you want to roll
my
the
nightmare
dice
was
or you
running.
Think he's running away from something. Rudy, right, you want to You tell me, is your retention good? Is this going to be too easy for
let's
you?
Let's go for it.
All right, go for it.
Could be easy, could be hard.
If not, you can pass it to Chris. All right, which one is real? Which one is really running in the Kentucky Derby? Which one did I just make up 10 minutes ago? Lucky Day or By My Standard?
So I know this one.
Okay.
Because
I don't know this one either. Do you?
On my fantasy horse team, I drafted By My Standard.
You have a fantasy horse team?
We did one last night.
We just did it. We
really
did last draft. Night.
Oh, I thought it was an actual, like, serious. Is there, like, money on this?
I mean, pride.
Pride. Okay. Bragging rights. You
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pride of $50.
Being shamed on air.
I was really.
Having a camera zoomed in on
your
face.
Is this
going to
be Game of Thrones shaming happening?
Pretty much.
I was hoping.
Whoever
Rudy
has the worst horses gets paraded naked through the streets.
Shame. Ding. I was really hoping Rudy was going to pass that to Chris because. I was hoping Chris would pick Lucky Day because that's the character from Three Amigos.
Okay.
I would have gotten that one wrong.
Okay, Chris, you're up here.
All right.
Game winner or wild card?
I like both of these.
Me too.
Game winner seems clutch, but wild card I don't know if that's like a jinx because then like if you're a wild card, you don't know what's going to happen that day. It's not very consistent. I'll go with Game Winner.
You guys are perfect so far.
I just did some, you know, I just kind of did like a, I kind of did a, you know, kind of think about it a little bit, you know, wild card. That's kind of like, that's not a good omen, I would say, on a horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what you're going to get from that horse if you name it wild card.
All right, Josh, checking your retention level. Which one's real? Which one is not real for horses? Dreamer's Delight? Or Improbable?
God, okay, so I think what we're proving is that you should name horses.
Yeah, I'm very good at it.
Which I'm pretty sure that Improbable is a real horse racing in the Derby, but I love Dreamer's Delight. Maybe racing against My Nightmare. Like, there's a real, like, REM cycle kind of thing going on there. I love that.
You are correct again. I'm trying hard with these.
You have good names.
I think
these
I was able to get
Ray
and
really
Charlie
good.
A couple of times last year.
These are some good names. Not going
right,
to lie, Brad.
I'll go back.
Yeah, they're strong.
All right, I got about three more here. Rudy, you want another crack at just totally humiliating me?
I mean, let's see.
Okay.
If I know it off the top of my head, I'll pass off to Chris.
Okay.
If I'm confident.
Spinoff or Cactus Juice?
I'm going to pass this one off to Chris. I know
okay,
it.
Chris?
Oh, my God.
This one is
spinoff
actually going to get me probably.
Juice.
I don't – ah, man, this is a tough one. I can't really give any, like, kind of just, you know, cross things out in terms of why the horse would be named either. I'm just going to go with Cactus Juice because I think that's a hilarious name, and I would think that'd be a great name for a horse, just Cactus. If you're from the Southwest or something, I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun. A little Cactus Juice action. Let's just go with Cactus Juice.
I gotcha. Finally, I got somebody. Finally, got somebody. No,
Chris,
Cactus Juice is not a real horse.
Hey, Chris. Chris, you're producing a pretty good radio show here where things like your last guest said to put $5 on Spinoff because he's 49-1. Are you even listening?
I was trying to deal with you, Josh. I was trying to deal with you.
So I managed to hear it, and
well,
I'm out here at Big O Tires at 9501 Northeast 83rd Street in KCMO.
What if I wanted to give Brad some hope? Some hope about his, about, you know, how about that, Josh?
Letting Brad score.
The next two selections were the next two selections were also mentioned in our previous segment, so we'll see who paid attention, Josh.
Chris
is it is the real horse My Darling Clementine or Roadster?
Oh, that's so good. I believe that your last guest said he didn't love Roadster, but My Darling Clementine's a better name.
You're correct.
Like, I'm pissed that these that we're getting them right because I like yours better.
I should move to Louisville tomorrow and just set up shop at a barn, and like, you just bring your colt or your foal and to me, and I will sit there in judgment and hand down from my book of great names. I will decide what you will be called.
I will
wear a flowing robe and grow my hair out long. All right, last one for you. Last one for you, Rudy. I don't think Rudy is going to miss on this, so I'll just throw it right to Chris.
Rudy's unstoppable.
Irish lullaby or Cutting Humor?
Yeah, I know this one.
I think it's going to be...
Oh, but I love this one too.
I'm going to go with Irish Lullaby as my final answer.
I got you again, Chris.
I got you again. I don't know. I just liked Irish Lullaby.
That's really good.
That was a good one. I didn't think Cutting Humor. I just don't think that's a good horse name. Like, I think Irish Lullaby sounds way better with, you know, I don't know. Cutting Humor? What is that even? What?
Well, like, if your humor is kind of mean-spirited, it would be cutting, right? It would be Cutting Humor.
Yeah.
I don't know. These people are...
That's a horse with sass, okay?
That's a
horse has got a little bit of sass.
But Irish Lullaby,
sass.
I mean...
sass, by the way.
Yeah, sass.
He's sassy. He's putting...
sassy horse.
Irish Lullaby, that's like... He's putting other horses to sleep. I mean, you could... Like, if you're an Irish stallion putting another horse to sleep,
that was
you know?
Mean!
What?
Putting a horse to sleep? Jeez. Chris! They haven't even run the race yet, and you're already putting them down?
Yeah, but... Okay, I'm saying that
horse... Cutting Humor.
Yeah, that was my...
I mean, maybe it wasn't the guy's lucky day, but man, you don't have to bury him already.
There it is.
Yeah. You don't want to end up behind maximum security bars.
I'm not the one doing it.
The odds of Chris putting together another good joke is certainly improbable.
I mean, Irish, yeah. Oh, Josh. Just bringing out the big guns
get on
for
my
this
level.
One. I know, right?
All I do is win.
Oh, my gosh. This is too much.
Some of those jokes weren't very good by my standard.
Oh.
That was my next one.
Ooh. Are we just going to keep running off the names?
This just oh, sure. I've got about
guys, can I say the address of the place I'm at, please?
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so I love that game, you guys. I freaking love that game. I'm at Big O Tires. The specific address is 9501 Northeast 83rd Street in KCMO. Big O Tires is doing a crazy sale right now. So wherever it is that you're looking that's convenient for you, you can go to BigOTires.com and find the store nearest you. Again, BigOTires.com. But right now, they're doing two free tires when you buy two through May 13th. So it's the biggest tire sale of the year at Big O Tires. You buy two select tires, get two free with the purchase of an alignment and tire protection package. Also, if you make it to the one here on 83rd Street, in the next 10 minutes or so, you can enter to win free oil changes for a year, an 8-10 prize pack. We got a little, like, throw a baseball through some tires game going on outside. So you got 10 minutes to make it out to the Big O Tires at 9501 Northeast 83rd Street. We're just having a horse-based party, and you can maybe bring a drink. Maybe bring a long-range toddy if you'd like. That one was forced.
What about a plus Q parfait? What? A little snack?
Bring a plus Q parfait if you'd like.
There we go.
Out here at Big O Tires.
Those are more horses.
Tires, they're all gray magicians. I don't know what that means.
It's a country house.
You know what applies? You know what applies? Tax.
Oh my. I'm still recovering from my result. I think that's all of them.
I think that's all of them. All right,
let's take a time out here. We are in the final couple of minutes of the show for Sports Saturday as we broadcast live from Central Bank of the Midwest, the Kentucky branch in Lawrence, Kansas, where they're shredding documents for another 10 minutes. If you got something sensitive, can't get it in the recycling or throw it away, you can come out and have it shredded. You got about 10 minutes left. Bring out canned goods for harvesters. Take a quick time out. You're listening to Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Final couple of minutes of our Saturday show here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. My name is Brad Porter. Rudy Salazar has been out with me on location enjoying the outdoors today. The birds chirping, the sun is out, it's a beautiful day. And I want to thank all the folks at Central Bank of the Midwest here at the Kentucky branch in Lawrence, Kansas. It's a shred it day, and people have been bringing out their documents to get shredded for free and dropping off food for harvesters. So thank you to everybody who came out. Thank you to Rudy Salazar for getting everything set up and ready to go. Thanks to Chris Bowling back at the studio. Just a couple of minutes left here to go, and I wanted to thank all of our guests from today as well. Jason Grill, former Missouri State rep, joined us in hour number one to talk sports gambling in Kansas at Missouri. Will it ever get passed? We know Kansas has already kicked it to next year, so not until 2020 at least. Missouri has 2 weeks left in their session to try to get something done, but it has not even been debated on the floor of the House or Senate yet, so we'll have to wait on that. If you missed that Jason Grill conversation, go to 810WHB.com and get the podcast. Matt Derrick joined us in hour number two. Great job, as always, talking Chiefs football. We got the draft that rolled into the signing of undrafted free agents that rolled into this weekend's rookie minicamp, and Matt had some good stuff from out there and some thoughts about some of the new faces we're going to see with the Chiefs this year. So if you missed that, that's also on the podcast, 810WHB.com.
I'm putting $50 on Irish Lullaby, by the way. I'm locking it in.
You should, like, spread that around and see if anybody, like, bites on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, call your friend. Do you have any friends who'd – I don't gamble. I don't have a gambling app, but I know people who do. Maybe just call one of them if you know somebody who does and say, hey, I got a hot tip on Irish Lullaby.
See if I can trick some people.
Yeah, go for it. I know one or two guys who do it, and I haven't seen either one of them in a while, but I have to see if I can pull that off. Also, earlier this hour, we had Andy Sweeney from our sister station, ESPN Louisville, giving us the scene from Churchill Downs and where we're going to be cheering on Irish Lullaby in the main race today. It'll be me and Chris and Rudy Salazar will be cheering for Irish Lullaby, and Josh Briscoe, too. And thanks to Josh for coming on the show. Great fun today. We're going to have more fun tomorrow. Chris, real quick, I know Ian Wharton is coming on the show tomorrow.
And Nick Garcia.
And Nick Garcia, my good friend. Nick Garcia, former Kansas City Wizard, Sporting KC star. It's retro night at Sporting KC. They're going to be wearing the old rainbow jersey. So we'll have Nick on the show to talk Sporting KC. My name is Brad Porter. Thanks to Chris Bowling back in the studio. Thanks to Rudy Salazar out here with me on location. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Sunday, at 9 a.m. for Sports Sunday here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.